Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, during our worship in Lent, we heard some of the words that Jesus spoke from the cross, the last words that he spoke before dying. Words like, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Words like, truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. Words like, it is finished. Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit. Having now entered the Easter season, we turn our attention today to some of the first words that Jesus spoke after rising from the dead. In this morning's gospel reading, we hear from John about some of the events of the first Easter, including the first words that John himself personally heard from the risen Jesus that day. That Sunday evening, the disciples were together in Jerusalem behind locked doors out of fear that those who had arrested Jesus would come for them next. Suddenly, Jesus came and stood among them. And the first words that they heard from the risen Jesus were, "Peace be with you." And better words could not have been spoken. Those words were exactly what the disciples needed to hear, because up to that point, they had been feeling anything but peace. They had been feeling fear of those who just days earlier had set up and killed their teacher, their friend. They had been feeling guilt and shame over having abandoned Jesus when he was arrested, which for most of them was the last time they saw him. And they surely also felt bewildered by what they had been hearing that day about Jesus' tomb being found empty and some of the women who had gone to the tomb saying that they had actually seen Jesus alive that day. So there were probably a lot of different thoughts and feelings swirling around in the disciples' hearts and minds that day. But I think it's pretty safe to say that one thing they were not feeling was peace. And so to those fearful, troubled disciples, Jesus came bringing what they most needed. He came to give them the gift of peace. To disciples wrecked by guilt, he came to bring the peace of forgiveness. To disciples living in fear, he came to bring the peace of knowing that they did not need to fear anything or anyone, not even death, because Jesus had won for them the victory over sin, over death, over the devil, over any evil that might ever rise up against them. He came to them speaking words of peace, saying, "Peace be with you." And to further reassure them, John tells us that when Jesus had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Jesus wanted them to know that the words he was speaking to them had a resurrection backing them up. And so, to remove any possible doubts that he really had risen, Jesus showed the disciples where the nails had pierced his hands and where the spear had pierced his side, so that they could be assured that this one standing before them in the flesh now really was the same one who had suffered and died in the flesh 3 days earlier. That the one now calling them to trust in him had shown himself to be mightier even than death. That he truly had shown himself to be the Lord of life in whom they could trust. Then, having shown the disciples his hands and his side, Jesus said again the words that he had begun with, words that he clearly wanted them to take to heart. As he said once again, "Peace be with you." On the cross, Jesus had paid the full price for their sins, so he wanted them to know the true peace of forgiveness. And in his resurrection, Jesus had overcome death and the grave for them. So he wanted them to now have the assurance, the joy, the peace of knowing that everlasting life was theirs in him. So Jesus came to his disciples with the gift of peace that Easter day. And as we heard from John, he then came to them again 1 week later. When Jesus came to the disciples on the day of his resurrection, one of the disciples wasn't there. And when that disciple, Thomas, then heard from the others that Jesus had risen, he doubted. So 1 week later, when Thomas was with the disciples, Jesus came to them again. And what were his first words this time? John tells us that Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." And then he showed Thomas, too, the wounds in his hands and his side, just as he had shown the other disciples a week earlier. Jesus wanted Thomas to have the same peace and assurance that the other disciples had found in the risen Jesus. That is, after all, what Jesus wants for all of us. And that is why Jesus continues to come to us as he does here today. Much like the risen Jesus came to his disciples to be with them and give them his blessing that Sunday long ago, our risen and living Lord comes to us, his disciples today, to be with us and to bless us here today. Like the disciples behind those locked doors in Jerusalem, we each face difficulties in this life that can leave us feeling uneasy, troubled. Sometimes it seems almost anything but truly at peace. Uncertainties in life can leave us worried, sometimes afraid. Awareness of our sin, all the ways that we fail the Lord and fail one another, can fill us with guilt and regret. So like those first disciples, we need a peace that we do not naturally have and that the world cannot give us. And so, just as Jesus did for those first disciples, our Lord comes to us to give us what we most need. He comes to give us his peace. As Jesus said to his disciples then, "Peace be with you," he says to you here today, "Peace be with you." In his words of absolution, he gives you the peace of forgiveness. In the message of the gospel, he builds you up in his peace. In the gift of Holy Communion, he fills you with his peace. Through psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, he surrounds you with his peace. And in the benediction, he gives you his peace to take with you as you go back to your daily lives. He gives us peace for our souls. And he also gives us peace to share with those around us. When the risen Jesus came to his disciples on Easter, he came to bring them peace, and he also called them to then share that peace with the world. As Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you." The Father had sent Jesus to make peace for us sinners through his saving death and resurrection. And now, having made peace for us, Jesus uses us as his instruments of peace to bring his peace to the world. As he sends us into the world to tell others the good news of what he has done for them, so that they too can know him and find their peace in him. Some do that in an official capacity, like the apostles did in their mission work, while others do it informally, sharing their faith with family members and friends and others as the Lord gives them opportunity. But we all have a part in this great peacemaking mission of bringing to the world a peace that passes all understanding, a peace that is found in Christ alone. All glory, honor, and praise be to our risen Savior, Jesus Christ, the Lord of life, our Prince of Peace, here and everywhere, now and forevermore. Amen. In the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.